Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you try to do the most productive things, and I do not think that that's the answer. You know, so we got to go to work is what we need to do. We need to stick together is what we need to do, and we need to find ourselves. You know, and it has to do with coaches and players together.
So that was John Harbaugh being asked directly: Is Zach Orr firing Zach Orr? Would that help fix some of these problems on the defense? A defense that I've said is the worst I've ever seen over the last 3 weeks, and that was John Harbaugh's response. That said, Ravens defense has been atrocious the last 3 weeks. They're about to face a very good Rams offense with a Hall of Fame quarterback. By the way, Marlon Humphrey and Pat Ricard back on the practice field today. Alas, if they get blown out again, Jason, is this one of those moves? It seems very Ravens-like. That's when they dismiss Zach Orr over the bye.
Yeah, I don't even know if they dismiss him. I mean, they could reassign him. They could say, hey, you know, we're going to pay you what we're paying you. You're going to basically become a glorified extra linebackers coach. You know what I mean? And we're going to have Pagano assume D coordinator duties. Now, you may have to bump him a little bit or whatever, but that's not, I mean, that's
no cap on coaches.
Exactly. Can't hide behind that. So, no, I think that's where this is headed. They've made some major structural changes in season before on that side of the ball. They've certainly strongly considered firing defensive coaches in season. And I don't know that this has to be termination, get out of our building. I think they would couch it as more restructuring. They would couch it as if they went this route. Hey, come next year, come February, we might be in a different place. March, whatever. Zach might still have a long future here, but it's clear that we need to change some things around in real time during a bye week to salvage our season. I think that it's very fair to suggest that this is Zach Orr's last chance in the role he's in to show that he can reconfigure and reconstitute this defense in a more meaningful way and have them show more backbone and fight and frankly, production against what's going to be an incredibly stern test. And Harbs has got to say what he's got to say.
Yeah.
But you just saw what they said about they talked about Adafi Owe. Like, at a time when they've got no pass rush and they dump a pass rusher, he's also trying to tell you, look out, Adafi, you might go crazy over there. Like, they spew a lot of stuff because they have to, uh-huh, because they're in a hole. They're in a huge hole. And there isn't an easy way out. So the messaging, you've got to suspend disbelief to put up with the messaging.
Sure, and that's John Harbaugh's guy and Zach Orr, and you're trying to take up for your guys. It goes back to the Todd Monken evisceration last week, if that's even a word. Just letting him have it repeatedly to take the heat off Zach Orr. But this defense is off to such a horrible start where it's the most amount of points they've allowed in a five-game stretch in the history of the franchise. It's the fewest amount of turnovers that they've forced in the first five games in the history of the franchise. Like, this is rock bottom in franchise history for this defense, and to maintain status quo after you potentially start 1-5, it would just be extremely tone deaf. There has to be a change, whether that's firing him or reassigning his position.
But I was thinking about this last night, Jason. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on air, but if they would have decided to go with, say, Denard Wilson as defensive coordinator, Zach Gore would still be the linebacker coach, correct? Like,
I don't think he was getting plucked anymore. Yeah. I mean, look, McDonald might have wanted to bring him.
They might
with
have taken him to Seattle. Yes, that is a possibility.
Sure.
I think he did say that he wanted to take him.
Now, it doesn't mean he has to go. No. You could have promoted him to something else under Denard, and you could have thrown
an assistant head coach
more money
tag
at him or whatever. There's ways to make it worth his while to stay in the only organization he's ever known. But sure, I think McDonald would have found a role for him, a home for him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I mean, look, I'm not defending Zach Orr, but if they don't trade for Roquan Smith and that doesn't go as swimmingly as it goes, is Mike McDonald even the head coach in Seattle? I bring that up to say they had it. That was a big deal.
But it did happen.
They traded a second-round pick. They don't trade second-round picks.
But it happened and then did happen.
I'm saying, but it got so bad under McDonald that that's what they did.
Yeah.
And it worked, and everybody was better for it, and certainly it helped McDonald
parlay.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's generational money.
Uh-huh.
But let's not lose sight of the fact that we thought they had major warts on defense coming into that year. At that time, I'm saying Patrick Queen's never going to be who they drafted him to be. He's not the C.J. Mosley replacement. Like, who are you kidding here? They had to make structural foundational changes in season to their defense again, and that time it worked. And, you know, sometimes it has, sometimes it hasn't. And Gaku, not so much.
No, Marcus Peters worked.
Marcus Peters worked. Yeah. But that's part of a macro-level trend, and that's why, even amid this discussion of Zach Orr, and I'm on record saying he shouldn't have got the gig in the first place. I would have, if I'm restructuring my defense, I would have strongly considered having Pagano over him in the first place. And if you let go of him now, I understand. But let's not pretend that this isn't part of a macro level issue that points back to the other side of the building, in that they have to keep also trying to fix their defensive personnel in major, massive ways in season, year after year after year after year. And it doesn't always work.
And we've seen it happen this week with Alohi Gilman and C.J. Gardner-Johnson, that they clearly miss Ardarius Washington's presence, and you wonder what the defense would have looked like with him in it, but that wasn't a surprise injury. That happened well before training camp. You had plenty of time to bring in a capable third safety, and They're doing it now when their defense is on fire.
Let's take a minute on a slightly different subject because this is kind of breaking. Patrick Ricard is on the practice field for the first time since August 14th, Jason. Like, that's a long time ago. But now, I guess, the fact that we're seeing him, we're probably pointing towards Chicago after the bye.
Yeah, after the bye, yeah.
Yeah, but at least we know there's a return in sight now that he's on the practice field.
Yeah, well, look, if he's not, if all of a sudden 3 days from now or next, whatever, whenever before, I don't know when they're going to break for their bye or if they practice a few times and then break for whatever, however they decide to do it. Yeah, I mean, now the expectation and hope is that he can be on the practice field doing a little bit more as he builds up to that Chicago game. And if he's not, then that's going to tell me there was another setback and this whole season might be compromised.
We have a massive Thursday show. Guest-wise, we get started at 2:30, Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. We'll talk MLB playoffs with him. 3 o'clock, Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Baldy joins us every Thursday at 3 o'clock. That's when we'll talk to him and our weekly chat. And we have a lot.
Chapel Hill alone.
Yeah, and Cam Schlittler. Lucy Burge from DraftKings joins us at 4 o'clock.
Old Schlitty's got a lot of time on his hands.
Yes,
all of a
he
sudden.
Does. He does.
By what time we got the Burge? By 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Not his fault, though.
Those crazy kids could be eloping.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Hey, my first thought was he shooting his shot. I'm going to ask Lucy that at 4 o'clock.
Affirmative.
Yeah. So we got a lot to get to, and only 4 hours to get to it. So stay tuned.
Time flies. 5:55 is going to sneak right up on us.
It does every day.
Yeah,
it does every day. Coming up next, though, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Loie Gilman, both here, both probably playing Sunday. Does anything change? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.